It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris. This is Top Stories, looking back at the great history of the Bugle and all the top stories we've covered in the past. Over the next 2 days, two classic Bugles. It's our exclusive coverage of the 2011 Royal Wedding between Pippa Middleton and our rivals. Here's Bugle 150.
Top story this week, f*** everything else that's happening in the world, the wedding is nearly here! Andy, I know I'm not alone in thinking this because the sheer number of news crews that have been descending all week on London, the 32-time capital of the entire world. But the upcoming royal wedding is the only thing that anyone in their right mind should be giving a shit about at the moment. I think most international news organisations are going to be sending a very coherent message over the next 7 days. And that message is, Yemen, f*** it. Syria, it. Fukushima nuclear plant, it. Royal weddings, yeah! The scene of elaborate media centre construction outside Buckingham Palace is really a sight to behold. If aliens were to land on Earth and were to park their ship on the mall leading up to Buckingham Palace and saw the sheer amount of media trucks, camera positions and broadcast satellites built on the side of the road, they would think, well, this must be the most important thing happening on the planet right now. There can clearly be no bad things happening anywhere else at this one time. So focused are these humans on this single event. These must be the two most important people on Earth. And you know what? They'd be right, Andy. Because as we've said before, the world is in such a precarious, troubled place at the moment that it seems that we're all using this event as an emotional anaesthetic just to dull the pain of life on Earth. In fact, the most appropriate song for William and Kate to walk down the aisle to after the wedding would be Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. And the crowds of people lining the streets shouldn't be shouting and cheering. They should be blissfully muttering to themselves like someone who was just injected with methadone. Oh, congratulations on the wedding. Oh, that felt so good. Oh, shit, I think it's already wearing off. When I was a child, I found a reason.
Now, just to get to the studio in Wapping today, John, I had to fight through crowds 30 or 40 deep along the roads, already queuing up for the wedding in 7 days' time. And estimated crowds of 1.75 billion royal worshippers will line the streets of London to wave hands, fists and middle fingers at the happy couple. And, you know, it is, as you said, it's clearly, I think, you know, the greatest, most important thing ever. Probably since the Big Bang or more important than the Big Bang. So I don't know. All I know is that in a few million years' time, there'll be a particle accelerator in Switzerland trying to recreate the royal wedding. They won't quite manage it, but, you know, it'll be worth a go.
I know lots of people, especially in England, are uncomfortable over the amount of coverage that this story is getting. But I say to them, give in to it! Shut up and give in to it! Royal fever is in the air, Andy. Let's all go out in the cold without wearing a hat and catch it.
But moving on to the rest of the world now, and Libya news. And the situation in Libya continues to descend into a seemingly irretrievable slough of chaos as casualties mount and the bloodshed spreads, with NATO caught in a seemingly intractable problem of having to...
Shut up, Andy! Shut up, Andy! That has nothing to do with the wedding! Royal wedding news again now! And Prince Charles has apparently just become a record holder, Andy.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is that record? Is it the largest number of grapes one man can fit in his mouth? No. Is it no, the number of cartwheels done...
He broke that 6 years ago, John. 183.
Is it the number of cartwheels done across the roof of Windsor Castle? Nearly, but not quite. Prince Charles has just become the longest-serving heir apparent in British history. And that's no mean feat, Andy. That is some achievement. You have to do nothing for a really, really long time. I'll say that I've been waiting for 33 years to become King of England, and I don't know if I'll be able to wait as long as 59 years like he has to become King. I just don't have that kind of patience. I think I'll snap and try and overthrow the crown long before then. It really is a long time to not be doing the only thing that you're actually supposed to be doing, though. He has been riding the bench for nearly six decades. He's beaten the previous record that was held by his great-great-grandfather, King Edward Edward the Seventh. I nearly said King Kong there. King Edward the Seventh. Not King Kong the Second. I've got a sense that Charles is going to end up setting a record that is going to be so huge, it's going to make Edward VII look like a pushy little shit.
And to be fair to Edward VII, he did spend most of the time he was waiting banging anything that moved, by all accounts. So, I don't know, he might have enjoyed his waiting time a little bit more.
But you're right, Andy, there are some significant events happening in the world that are not wedding-related. Nigerian election news now! And good luck, Jonathan, the greatest named leader on the planet right now, won the Nigerian election this week, and...
Shut up, John! I've just got some exclusive royal wedding gift list news now, and the gift list has been leaked by a source in the palace. And what do you buy for the couple who already has everything, John?
I don't know.
Apart from an anti-paparazzi shield. What is on the list is a set of 40 million matching dinner plates, soup bowls and teacups in case they ever feel like entertaining all the people who funded their wedding to the tune of around 18 pence each. Also his and hers rocket packs. I mean, enough said. When you're a member of the royal family in the 21st century, you should have a rocket pack. Also an Edward VI memorial toaster, which chars the toast beyond recognition, and then pops it out, cut into the shape of a Catholic. And a couple of sports crowns, John. The ideal crown for the active young royal couple. Elasticated sports crowns enable them to still be a prince and princess even when exercising, you know, playing polo or wrestling. Kate Middleton was, in fact, the former British University's Greco-Roman welterweight champion, fighting under the name of Aphrodite Caesar. Indeed, where they're playing the ancient sport of pig snorkelling, which is fairly self-explanatory and not recommended for the kosher aware. Or you could go off course and buy some Anne Boleyn memorabilia, but that might, of course, cause a little bit of division.
It's also been announced that the Queen has finally met up, Andy, with Kate Middleton's parents. Now, people were shocked when they found out that she'd not been in the least bit bothered to meet up with them at any point during William and Kate's long relationship, even though they were at the same events a number of times. And when asked about it, a palace spokesman had said she has not met them and has no plans to do so before the wedding. Ouch! They got Queen slapped, Andy. Q-tip just served you up cold. But apparently, they had lunch together a couple of days ago, and wow, that must have been an extremely awkward lunch. Tough to find any small talk areas there. What do you do? We run a party favour business. Oh, how delightful. What do you do? Well, I'm the Queen. I'm kind of a figurehead, mostly. Sounds nice. Yes. Can we get the cheque, please? Do you take taxpayer?
Well, this is all very well done, but it's time to focus on some of the serious stuff that's going on in the world.
You're right.
Japan updates now, and the Japanese government has announced a 4 trillion yen, that's around about,
shut
say, 50...
Shut up, Andy! Shut up! That is not wedding-related! Shut up! Oh, sorry, Andy, what was that going to be wedding-related?
Well, I guess indirectly. I mean, it's a 50
shut
billion
up!
Emergency budget for disaster relief. But I guess that means they're not going to give quite as much to the wedding fund. So I guess that's tangentially related.
Shut up, Andy! If it's not directly related, I do not want to hear
it! Well, I guess it's maybe trying to stop Kate Middleton suffering radiation sickness emanating from Japan before the big day on Friday.
Okay, I'll let it stand.
Okay, good.
In other royal wedding news... It's been revealed that Prime Minister David Cameron will, in fact, wear tails to the wedding. By which I mean a morning suit. Not that he's going to wear the tail of a zebra, a horse and a squirrel on the back of his trousers.
Okay, it's not going to be a game of pin the tail on the Prime Minister.
No. He had said that he was going to wear a leisure suit, as he did not want to be seen being too elitist.
A leisure suit? What's that? A shell suit? A polyester tracksuit?
Yeah. He didn't want to be seen as being too elitist in these time of austerity measures. But you know what? He's going to the fucking royal wedding. That's about as elite as it gets. Yeah. Knock yourself out and wear a monocle. I don't think anyone's going to watch him in a normal suit saying, oh, look, there's Dave. The way he's dressed reminds me of all those royal weddings that I have attended in my past. In, of course, a similarly calculated man of the people suit. And this might seem like a very trivial story to have found out about. So how have I found out about that information, Andy? I'll tell you how. It was on the front page of the Guardian newspaper yesterday. The front page. Just underneath, a story about how President al-Bashir of Sudan is taking full responsibility for the conflict in Darfur. And I know what you're thinking. How did the Guardian lead with that over the story about what David Cameron's wearing to the wedding? I can only assume it was a printing error and that they will be printing a full apology tomorrow.
If he's really worried about people thinking he's elitist, then what he needs to do is never open his mouth again.
Oh, what happened next? Find out tomorrow. And please support what we do at thebuglepodcast.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground,
and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.